This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, Hollywood, thank you very much. With University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas, 85-76 final. Coach, you wanted urgency, you wanted to get back to your identity, and check in both categories.
Yeah, we did. We checked in that in both of those categories, and now, you know, the one category that's really killed us, like I told the team in the locker room, is we're playing against Syracuse, but also we played against ourselves today because we keep giving the other team the ball. So 16 turnovers tonight again leads to 17 points. If we take care of the ball and cut that down, this should have been at least close to a 20-point win.
Yeah, some of the passes might be casual.
Yeah, and we're just not – yes, passes are casual, but also, like, at the end of our drives, we're real casual and not strong with the ball. And so we just got to do a much better job of being strong with the ball and not being overly casual, like you said, Josie.
52 points in the paint, though.
Yeah, we got back to ourselves. That's who we have to be every game. You know, our points in the paint, you know, they did a good job of blocking out with our offensive rebounding, winning the glass. And so when you play that way, it leads to you shooting the ball better. So you end up going 7-13 from three. So, you know, when you play through the paint, it opens up everything.
You did out-rebound them 37-21, so you were able to get there, get to the rebounds. And in the second half, a bunch of offensive rebounds.
Yeah, a bunch of offensive rebounds really changed the game for us. Malik finally woke up. You know, he kind of was sleepwalking the first 30 minutes of the game, and then towards the end, he kind of closed it. Trey also came off the bench and gave us a spark today and kind of gave us what we were looking for to trying to get us in a flow in some of the moments. So that was a good job. And then Sheldon's just been as consistent as can be.
How important were – there were a couple of three-pointers. Malovitz hit two. Dovrat hit one. Especially Malovitz, he had only scored 5 points in ACC play. How important were those shots?
It was huge. They're huge. That's his job. You know, he's a really good player, but for us, we need him to be more of a shooter right now. And so when he's open, I tell him always to shoot at him and Gnome, both of them, because it just helps stretch the floor. It helps people have to guard us differently. So those two making shots and being there are huge for us.
The guy we talked about in the pregame, and you did not really let him touch the ball that much. He made 1-3.
Yeah, and it was a transition into the game, a missed block out, and the ball gets tipped out, and he ends up with a three. But him and Kings really scared me with their three-point shooting, just their ability to shoot the ball. You know, Donnie Freeman's a guy who's averaging 20, so you know he's going to kind of get in a rhythm and find his stuff. But we had to eliminate the three as much as possible, and I think we did a good job. And we tried not to foul a lot either.
You led wire to wire. They tied it one time. They never led. There were a few times when they challenged. What do you think it said about your team, the way you were able to repel them and not cave in to playing, you know, on the road and all of those things when a team is going to challenge you?
You know, we're getting more comfortable in these situations. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been in this situation a lot, you know, being at Notre Dame, being at Wake Forest was a similar game, like you're saying, where we had to come from behind. You know, we've been on the road at Ole Miss. We've played a bunch of road games. So we're getting more familiar and more comfortable in these situations and in these environments. So when we get there, it feels more natural now. It's not our first time going through it. It's not our first learning experience anymore, because we have enough data and enough, I guess, experience to be able to carry it over now in those moments. And we've shown we can win close games. You know, we can win close games.
And there are times where your team plays beautiful basketball, sharing the ball, the assist are there. But there are times where you end up with these slam dunks or wide open shots, and I think it all comes off of sharing the ball.
It does. It does, and we hit our assist number. Anytime we can get 20 assists in the game, mm-hmm. That's kind of our goal. That's who we've always been. But earlier when we were kind of on our run, we had high assists and low turnovers. Right now we're kind of even or a little bit negative in that category. So we just got to value possessions and value the ball. If we do that, we're fine. Like I always say, like, we don't have to make 10, 11 threes to kind of score a lot and beat you. We score 85 and only make 7 threes. You know, we're able to kind of get you in different ways.
Ernest threw his muscle around a little bit today at important times.
Yeah, he had to. He had to. He came up with some big offensive rebounds. You know, I could have snatched him off the court when he went one hand for the lob.
Right.
It should have been a two-hand lob that ended in a dunk. But, you know, besides that, he does a good job of anchoring us. And the one thing that I'm really proud about Ernest with is he's growing into his leadership role. Because he came here as someone who wasn't a leader and never had to be verbal. And he's really stepped up in that category for us.
How important was it late in the game? You had two offensive rebounds that ended up in Trey making a basket.
Yeah, those are the dagger plays for us. You know what I mean? They can kind of end a run or give you some momentum, but also if it's late in the game, it kind of gives them a little bit of doubt. So coming up with those huge plays, those offensive rebounds, those loose balls, those 50-50s, things like that are very vital for us.
Okay, Coach, great win. Now you get a little bit of time to breathe. Next game is on Wednesday,
yep.
So maybe a couple of days for everybody to catch their breath.
Yeah, a couple of days to catch our breath, and we finally get some home games.
Right.
You
yeah,
know,
right,
we've
right.
been, I think we've had, what, three road games? Four
well, I thought
games?
It was me that was on the road all the time, but you're – Yes.
I mean, we're at Wake, at Syracuse, at Notre Dame. You get Pitt and Florida State at home. So now we get two home games against two really good opponents. You know, they're both have big wins and playing really good at the moment. So we got to compete.
Okay, congratulations. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas joining us. Miami wins 85-76.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,